You've amassed a decade or two of experience at work and a few more decades of experience in life. And you're now wondering, is there a clever way to tap into those experiences that could also bring you a creative spark of joy? One way might be to start a podcast. Now, that can sound a bit scary, but wait until you meet Sarah Scott. I asked Sarah to share her very practical insights to make it super easy for you to think through where to start. She explained her really accessible way to just give it a go, to experiment and see how you like it without investing lots of time, energy, and zero money. She also shares brilliant starter tools that will make podcasting easy peasy to get started if you decide to start. Let's dive in. Sarah, I see lots of professionals at a midpoint in their career trying to build some more creativity into their work life. And podcasting is one way to do that. What kind of individuals do you see starting a podcast from scratch?
Honestly, it's people who like to talk. So like if you're a writer, you write blog posts, right? You write and you do beautiful writings and you love to write and this is the thing you do. People who start podcasts prefer to talk. If your primary form of communication is speech, if that's how you feel like you best connect with people, then podcasting is absolutely the way to go. Another way to look at it is when you're out in the workforce, if you feel like your resume is never good enough, but the minute people meet you and talk to you, they suddenly get you and they're like, oh yeah, you're brilliant. We love what you do. Then you're probably a better speaker than you are a writer.
Ooh, that's an interesting angle. I like that. And what are some of the most common mistakes that new podcasters make?
Trying to do it all at once. So trying to have the social channels, trying to have the email list, trying to have the website, trying to do all of the things at once. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're trying to do this for your business, that is a completely different ball of beeswax, right? Like you're trying to do that inside of a business. You're trying to build it. So yes, you need most of those things. But if you're doing it just to experience a bit more joy, just to do something as a creative outlet, you do not have to do all the things at once. Everything can be changed. Everything can be worked through. You can add as you grow. But I think the most common mistake is people get overwhelmed by how much they see out in the marketplace. In terms of, oh, you know, these big guys are doing all these big, big things and they need to do that. You don't. You can keep this super, super simple. Have an idea, have a name, and then just start recording and you can build from there.
Okay. You're making this sound very, very easy.
So can be.
Let's get really practical now. So if a mid-career professional out there is listening to this conversation who loves the idea of a podcast, but can't quite get to grips with it practically. Can you give them a few practical steps on how they can start?
Let's just say you want to do an individual show. You just want to talk through the thoughts in your head, or you want to talk about your favorite hobby, your favorite interest, and it could be your work. If you have a lot of experience in what you do, you may want to share that too. That's one of the things with podcasting, right? There are interests for everybody everywhere. So don't think that your idea is too far-fetched. And also don't think that your idea is too covered. So a lot of people also say, well, there's 100 podcasts on XYZ topic. A couple of things to think about. One is that your personality, your opinion, your take on whatever that is going to be completely different from anybody else's, even if the topic is the same. So remember that. You will be different automatically because you are different. The next thing you want to think about doing is just try out a couple of episodes. Even before you worry about all the tech and worry about all this stuff, write out a couple of episodes. Just say, okay, here's episode 1, 2, 3. And record yourself on your phone. Pull out your little voice recorder on your phone and talk to your phone and just tell your phone what you're doing, whatever it is. Talk to it. Do a quick version of it and see how that feels. If you like it, great. Move on. If you don't, tweak it. Find out how that rhythm feels for you. But that's a really good place to start in terms of just, do I like this? Will I like this format? pull out your phone and just see what it will do. And if you like doing an interview style format, if you think what you want to do is interview people, which, by the way, is a really fun way to do a podcast too. Maybe you don't have a topic that you want to talk about, but maybe you're an avid reader and you want to talk to authors and you want to talk to people about books. Fantastic. Bring people on to talk to you about the books. Reach out to the authors. Everybody wants to talk. Believe it or not, a lot of people want to talk. And so bring them on. Talk to them. See what they like. A podcast is a really wonderful way to do that. And just test out the grounds first and see how it feels. And if you want, share a couple of episodes. You could easily go ahead and just share that video, that audio recording in a multitude of ways. Share it with some people you trust. Share it with some people you know. See what they think. Sometimes it's better not to do that. But if you really want to, just see what they think and let that go. And that is a really practical way to just figure out if you like the format before getting into, I'm going to make this public and I'm going to share this with the world and all of that kind of stuff. Start there and see how it feels. Anybody who's trying to do it, I think that's where I would tell you to start. And then you move forward from there.
So start really small, experiment. Like really small, like you don't even have to have a podcast. You can just have it on your phone. Mm-hmm. How does it feel? How does it connect with the body? And then make some other decisions. So let's say they do that and they're thinking, oh, I love that. I love that. That little experiment worked.
Yeah.
Now I need to think about some tech or some next stages or what next?
Okay. So the next step, and I will say the other piece that I would really tell anybody listening to this to do, everything is changeable. So don't get hung up on all of the things that are out there on the internet that say you have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I would say the only thing you need to give serious consideration to in the beginning is the name of your podcast, because I think that's the hardest thing to change long term. Once the name is established, people will know and people will follow and everything else. But, and you can change your format, you can change the music, you can change your, everything else is changeable. Just give some consideration to your name first and foremost, because I think that's the hardest thing to change. After that, once you're into it and you say, okay, I want to do this, there is a few things you need, but I'm going to recommend actually really one tool to start. And we'll link this in the show notes. And I always pronounce it wrong. So Colin, I really do apologize. It's Allitude, I believe is the name of the software. And oh my God, this is perfect for beginners. It will allow you to host your podcast. It will allow you to record your podcast, edit the podcast very easily. So not high tech skill. Everything is very simple. They've really built out a really nice tool for beginners to really be able to get these really high depth sound quality to what you're doing, be able to edit very easily, and then be able to go ahead and publish right there and then all in one tool.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It is beautiful. The other thing I really like that Allitude has too that I would recommend if you are thinking about creating your own show is they have a show planner. So take your idea, run it through their free AI tool for a show planner. It's going to walk you through all the thoughts about what do you want to do? What do you want to call it? And if you don't know what you want to call it, it's got a naming tool in it to give you some suggestions too. Wow. And they will lay out the first 5 episodes of your show for you. All for free, all part of their thing. I've gone through this tool like 7 or 8 times. It is so addicting, but it is a lot of fun. And it's a really great way to start your podcast, just to get a structured plan for the first few episodes. And if you're ready to go, their tool is the perfect tool to start with. The only other tool you're going to need, and you can do a free plan on this one, is Canva, because you have to create the show art. I always recommend Canva, best tool out there for non-graphic designers who want to design stuff. That's the best tool that's there. And then the last thing I would recommend, and it's actually last two things I would recommend. Once you've named your show, claim your domain with that show name. Because even if you're not going to create a website now, I wouldn't recommend doing it in the beginning, but just have it so that when you're ready to move to that step, you already have the domain. You don't have to fight for it or get creative about the domain because you didn't grab it. And start an email list behind your podcast. And you can do that for free. MailChimp, MailerLite, all of these guys have a simple free plan up to a certain number of subscribers. But you kind of want to do that just so that you can reach back out to people and remind them that your episodes are going live as you're starting to do it. Does not have to be complicated, but you really want to sort of start that right from the beginning so that you can reach the people who are listening to you on a regular basis.
If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy my life satisfaction assessment. It's a 30-minute program where I guide you through a deep dive into 10 areas of your life to assess what's bringing you joy and what's bringing you down. I call it Derailed. It's a fabulous place to begin a joy at work redesign.